coming up on Beef Boys.
I remember my friend's dad walked in on me doing the voice. So I was like, oh yeah.
What do you mean you don't spread it and watch it come out like lava? But if you would turn.
Mexicans be like the day after tomorrow. You ever see that movie?
Wouldn't that be British people be like tomorrow?
Also British people.
It'll be el día after tomorrow.
El día after mañana.
Day after tomorrow irrationally scared the shit out of me. Because it was New York City. Yeah. And I was like, wait, I've been there.
It's too real.
Would the Statue of Liberty really blow up the public library yeah. if it fell over?
Dude, have you ever seen 2012?
No, I remember not watching that because it scared me.
That when movie
I was in
eight,
cause
gave
I was
me
in like
nightmares.
Seventh grade in 2012 and it scared yeah. me. So I was like, I don't want to watch it.
That yeah. movie was so bad. I don't know how you could get scared.
Dude,
by
I love
that movie. Was
just
no,
the concept of the world.
Movie.
Ending it when I hadn't had sex yet or like played Fallout New Vegas.
I haven't gotten pussy.
Like, no, please.
That stressed me out please. For 5 seconds and then I watched that movie and I was like, this is so bad. I don't even care if we yeah. die. We deserve to die after this movie.
I remember I saw a clip of it in high school and I also thought that and it was like, it was this clip where they're like, there's this like dude like parked in an RV like out in the fucking national whatever Yamaha National Park the fucking one in like California or whatever
Willie what's
Yosemite.
His name
Yosemite and there's this terrible CGI of all the hills starting to like turn into goo in like a Minions movie. It's like they're full of banana like slime.
It's like a wave fucking of mountain.
Yeah, the ground just turns into like a fucking a waterbed from like the 80s.
Yeah.
And then it's like this fucking like stoner dude in an RV like,
yeah,
and then a meteor like fucking blows him up.
The problem with 2012 is it's just like everything just works out for them. Like there's just no, like they just perfectly always find exactly like the vehicle or the fucking like escape method.
Well, dude, when I watched it, I watched it in theaters. It was when I was living in Mexico and we had like a pretty bad hurricane shortly after watching it. And I was already like deep in the fucking like, dude, the world's gonna end. I'm so fucking scared, man. The Mayans have predicted that I'm gonna fucking die. So I watched that and I legitimately like had so many sleepless nights just waiting to die. Like that movie fucked me up, dude. I was terrified.
I think it just hit at the perfect time for me because I think I've told this story before, but in like 2011, I watched Chainsaw Massacre for the first time, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's like a classic horror movie. It's a really good movie, but it was the first time that I thought, like, someone else against my will could just, like, kill me and eat me or something. Like, that still bothers me today. Like, someone else has,
the
like, agency over
life.
My life. Yeah, like, it's not, that isn't fair. But I thought about that, and then I cried myself to sleep for, like, weeks in, like, sixth grade. Because I was like, I could just go at any time, and it's not even my fault. Like, it's not even, like, I choked on a grape or some shit. It's like, someone was hungry and saw me on the side of the road or something.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
That led directly into the Mayan thing, and then I was like, well... Either the Mayans are gonna get me or a guy's gonna eat me. There's no way out of this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why like griefing in video games like upsets me so. Like it's funny to I like watching videos about it, but every time it happens to me, it has that feeling of like someone like chainsaw massacring you, you're like, why me?
Why me?
Yeah. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just playing. I'm just hanging out here.
But on the other end,
then some kid on fucking his
funny.
Two flies over and blows me up for the 10th time in GTA, and I'm like, fuck this game.
Like the Oni GTA RP videos.
Oh yeah.
Those are funny because it's fucking with people who take it way too seriously. So it's just like
the RP definitely.
The
RP.
It's just funny
really
seeing
fun.
Them.
We
get
gotta
all
do
mad.
That now that we're all streaming and shit.
Yeah.
Whenever there's
dude,
another
I'm
big
so
RP
down.
Wave, I would love to do that.
Put the Twitch names here.
Yeah.
Man, yo, I'm loving it.
I've been watching Bubs Games a lot lately. Shout out to Bubs Games, but he does a lot of that.
Bubs
just trolls like GTA, not GTA, Gary's Mod Roleplay servers. That shit's so funny because half those dudes are like just on the biggest power trip. Like just these admins who are just like, you can tell like him fucking with them is actually like the highlight of their day because they finally get to like Like, they probably don't actually even care about playing the game. They just want to be there to punish people. Right, they yeah. To. They're like, because there's so many things where it's like, he's so flagrantly breaking the rules.
Yeah.
So you'd think you're just, as soon as that happens, you'd be like, nah, you're out. Get out. But they're like, there's so many times they're like, well, I'm just going to give you a warning. Don't do it again. And then obviously he just goes right yeah. back to doing it. But it's like, you're only giving him a warning because you want to feel important a second time.
Yeah.
And he breaks the rules again.
It's like interacting with like a Skyrim guard. You're yeah. like, halt. Yeah. So, and you're yeah, like, I didn't yeah. do anything. They're like, okay. And they turn around and you do something. I'm like, halt.
Halt. I need to justify my wages.
I didn't do anything plus 10 gold this time. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
What the fuck was up with Oblivion's speech thing? How did that work? Has anyone ever figured that out?
What do you mean?
They had that whole stupid mechanic with the like pie wheel and shit to like charisma your way through dialogue, but I never understood it.
Hmm. I don't know, but I was watching Andrew play Oblivion the other day, and the block pick in that game is also like,
it's goofy.
You actually have to be a professional lock picker and like know how locks like
it doesn't
how
make
locks
any sense to me.
The mechanism of a lock works to know how yeah. to do it, because I could not figure
oh,
it out.
Really?
Yeah, it's literally so like just... a key. It's literally like a pin. And a lock with like six bolts in it that you have to yeah. try and lift up in sure. the right order. And it's like, it would take 10 minutes per lock to fucking, yeah. it's insane. Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm probably also a bit stupid, but like, it was janky as fuck.
Yeah.
I think I just spammed the auto thing. So I blew like 30 lock picks inside of 4 seconds. Yeah.
I wish I like that. It. I feel like we're just past the point where Oblivion is like just outdated enough to where it's like, I've wanted to approach it for like the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But it's like every time I do it and I install some mods and everything and then I open the game, I'm like, this is just old enough where it's like, I don't think it's going to be as fun yeah. as it will yeah. just be like a cool thing for an hour and then I won't like
and
it.
And then you're over it. Yeah.
But
yeah.
if I had played it like 15 yeah. years ago, I probably would like be playing it right now.
I will yeah. say the thing I like, and I really hope they let you do it in Starfield, is they let you create a custom class and then name it. And I haven't had that with any
yeah.
of the other Bethesda games.
Cool.
And so when we came up with my character's name, I can't remember what it was. I think it had Cummington in it, which is, you know, big comedy stuff
Dick
happening
Cummington.
Over in my streams.
Yeah.
Someone was like, yo, make your own class. And so we went through it, and then it asks you to name your class. Someone told me Gooner, and I was like, that's a good one. That's a really funny one. And when you click confirm, it asks, are you sure that you want to be a Gooner?
Yeah, that was funny.
And
I saw that
hooked me
shot.
The fuck. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
I sign so me good. Up.
I want to be a Gooner, Mom.
Well, okay,
you
son.
Know, just while we're on the Elder Scrolls, I know a lot of people are nostalgic for Morrowind, and I definitely played it
Mario
when I was a kid, but that has to be one of the ugliest games.
Yeah,
no. Like,
yeah.
Like, even when that game came out, that game's color palette is like, what
feces.
If we, what, how many colors of feces can we like
yeah
colors,
they pull
know,
out a
brown.
Fucking they pull out like a fucking easel of shit. Is that those little things? Fucking
yeah,
that's like a little yeah, color
yeah.
swatch
like
that's all feces.
Yeah. Yeah. And their solution to like LOD shit, because they couldn't have like a far load distance
yeah.
and everything, was just mist. So yeah. like it's yeah. everything on the ground is brown and everything in front of you is gray at all times.
Yeah,
yeah
so
it's literally
yeah.
it's really gorgeous.
And even the disc, because I have an old, my dad used to, I used to watch my dad play Morrowind when I was like 4. And
yeah.
I still have the disc, and the disc is even like that reddish brown, like clay mud. Like even
yeah.
the disc is that color.
It's funny,
bro. You remember fucking discs? Because like most discs now are just like the flat
I do.
Silver. No, but they're like the flat silver, but they used to have like these like chrome silver ones that would like
yeah.
catch for, like rainbow. But then they
yeah.
had the blue chrome ones, and then very rarely
those are the PlayStation
I had,
ones, right?
Bro. I had discs yeah. that were like red tinted chrome. Seed like CDs
yeah.
on
what the hell
those
yeah they,
what
it would
the
get like
to
wacky
that?
With it I know
yeah it was fucking red
the PlayStation 1 discs were just solid black on the back
that
yeah.
too
was always really
was,
funny
yeah.
and the PS2 ones were blue right?
Dude if you even
yeah.
like breathed on it too hard you would see scratch marks appear
that is true
it's
yeah.
crazy
yeah
I
well,
did like
I think
the black ones
so cool.
Yeah, I think now it's like, you know, everything's like Blu-ray discs, and I don't know if they can't fucking color Blu-ray discs or they just don't want to because it's we're not having fun anymore. But yeah, we should
aren't having fun anymore.
Yeah, we should color our fucking discs again. Make discs colored again.
If someone doesn't make a colorful disc within the next year, I'll blow up my local Publix.
How do discs work? Because I feel like...
We were just talking about that.
Okay.
If it had the slightest scratch...
Hold on.
You're done.
I can spit some facts to you real quick. So, I don't know if you boys remember, but back in the day, they had these fucking...
I had one.
The CD buffers?
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah. So, I remember when I would have a game that was like just fucked beyond repair. Like, you'd have to go out, you have to get the cream, wipe it on your disc, put it in the little buffer, spin it. And then I remember... Well, I remember it would work up until a certain point. Like, there was always like a point somewhere like in the middle of the disc or something that like when it gets there, when you progress far enough into the game, you can't progress any further because like the data on that part of the disc is
like it would only work for a few days after you buffed it, and then somehow the buff would wear away and you'd have to buff it again.
Yeah, exactly. And even then, like it fucks up, like it still doesn't play exactly the same. I never really understood how the fuck that worked. Like, it's just fills it with like cum and then it spins.
Wouldn't it like have to, you know, the disc I'm assuming is some form of like zeros and ones type beat. Mm-hmm. Like there'll be some like variations in the length that is then made by a laser, and it's like 0101 whatever the fuck.
Right.
So like if you put a cream on it, how does the cream know
whether to be a one or a zero?
Zero to one to make all this
okay,
shit.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck?
In the same vein, I did shrooms yesterday. At the peak of it.
What the fuck?
At the peak of it, right. Me and Jared, we start chatting about vinyls, right?
Yeah.
And I'm how does the needle know?
Yeah, this is what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Just by a groove, so if it's a saxophone groove or a human voice groove.
So I was going to answer this in James's chat yesterday, but I feel like it was kind of a lot typed out.
I understand that more.
Well, yeah, it's basically like a series of notes and like frequencies while the needle is like rubbing over it. Cause like,
it's just frequencies.
Yeah, but like, so my record player, right? If you turn off the speakers and you like play a record, if you put your ear up to the fucking needle, like without any speakers, if you put your ear up to the needle, you could hear the fucking music, but very faintly.
That's weird.
It's just like, it's literally reverberating off the needle.
Devil.
It's, yeah, okay, it's the weirdest
fucking
thing.
Does that mean every single waveform is like unique? Like if, for instance, if I took a screenshot of a waveform and could have an audio software read it, would it know that this was a saxophone and not someone just going like, ah?
Yeah, that's how Shazam works, that app where you can
that's a good point.
Like, it doesn't even have to be that accurate. It's that they're that unique. Like, you can just, Shazam is, you can hum a song to a... like a app, and then it'll figure out what you're humming, and then it'll give you it.
I don't know if to your point, Andrew, I don't know if it can like tell like, oh, this is a human voice versus this is a saxophone just from looking at the waveform. Maybe, I don't know.
It probably can, but like, because human voice is usually within like 1 to 2K frequency, and like that's
sure,
how like audio removers can like take the voice out, but not the music, or vice versa.
Yeah. Besides, I don't think they're straight up printing waveforms onto the vinyls, and then it's just like,
I know there's magnets involved. Courtney Googled it and said a bunch of stuff that made no sense to me, but we picked up on magnets.
There's magnets.
So.
Yeah, Lauren said cassette tapes are made of magnets.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, we've been using magnets.
Yeah.
Vinyls are literally just like, because you hear that shit, I don't know how accurate it is, but I think the science is like theoretically possible, where like if you had held a needle to like a clay pot like reverberated sound into it, it would like inject the audio waves into the clay pot. That's essentially what you're doing with vinyl. You're just like recording the frequencies and the fucking sound waves onto the vinyl.
Well, I'm pretty sure there was someone who took
like
a tree disc, like a fucking, they sliced off a thin layer of tree and put it on a record player, and then it actually did play something. Did it sound good?
Tree.
It was the tree going,
stop cutting me!
What? What I was
That's
confused
the first
about,
ever
though?
Recorded tree.
What, like, all of that makes sense, but then it's like, fucking, like, plumbing wasn't, like, a normal thing until, like, the late 1800s, and vinyls were invented in, like, the early 1900s, so it's like, how did it take us so long to figure out gravity, water can take poop away so you don't have to poop in a hole?
Take poop away.
And it took us that long to figure that out, but then We were, but then it was like, we want to listen to music, so let's like scratch a disc perfectly so that it can play notes, pitches, and then all of the frequencies within each note within each pitch. It's like, how did they, and then let's print them for the masses.
Yeah, some guys were just fucking around one day, and then they just like scratched into a disc, put it on a needle, and you just hear.
And scratch it with a knife and it might make music is so funny. If you just scratch it with a knife the right way, you'll get the Spider-Man soundtrack. This is fucking incredible.
There has to be some other good examples of shit like that where just inventions were invented out of order. Like no, I doubt anyone was trying to invent the record player. They were probably just trying to do some other shit.
Yeah.
And accidentally, but like, oh wait, fuck, we can play this back. What the hell? What the
hey,
deuce?
I can play my mixtape on here.
What the deuce?
What the
I
deuce?
I mean, the classic one you hear a lot is like, oh, the can opener was invented like 200 years after the can was. So people just had to like bludgeon the thing.
They had to chew their cans open.
I think well, they used people just to like use a knife. Like,
bet you give me my 45.
That's so dumb.
Shoot it open. That is true. You do see that like in fucking like, or I guess I mean Popeye, who just squeeze it, who squeeze them shits open. But yeah, that was always the trope. They get the little pocket knife and they cut the can open. They eat their
That must have fucked so many people's hands up because you'd be holding the can, like stabbing it.
Yeah. Also, oops, I would have rather starved at a certain point. That noise would make me about end
you
myself.
Know, you know how girls be like, I need a man that can open a pickle jar for me when I can't open it.
Yeah.
What if, dude, like 100 years ago, it was like, I need a guy that's so strong he can squeeze my cans of beans open. So we don't have to have
the spinach into my mouth.
We don't have to buy a can knife.
I don't think women had agency over who they wanted to marry.
Yeah, maybe in fucking China.
China.
Yo! This is an officially Fuck China podcast.
China, if you're listening right now, fuck you.
Fuck you. Xi Jinping penis.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
I mean...
Are we putting this here?
We probably should announce that.
Are we putting this here?
Well, we should probably put it at...
Oh, no. The Merchoids are attacking Taco Bell in 5. Quick, seek shelter inside the beef bell.
Hey, it's me, Chum, leader of the Merchoids. You don't buy stuff or fucking kill you.
Quick. Find some fucking merchandise to give into their wishes before they sodomize us all.
Man, I'm so glad I bought merch from Beef.Land. Now the Merchoids have agreed to let me go, and they're giving me a timeshare in the Florida Keys. Except they're only giving this deal to me, which I thought was kind of weird.
Look at this design. And this one. And these. Buy now at Beef.Land. And Beef.Football. And stop the Merchoids from destroying Taco Bell in 5.
Designs are gone for good. Comply or be dealt with.
Also, if you want to buy our merch, I found a pretty cool domain that so I went ahead and I spent some of my own money and I bought us a second domain. So beef.land works, B-E-E-F dot L-A-N-D, yes. Beef.land, that's our main domain. Yep. If you want to access the same exact website, but through a funnier way, you can also go to beef.football. And it's the same thing, there's nothing different.
But you'll feel a little more special.
You'll feel a little more goofy. Did you guys recognize this?
Is it Miguel?
Whiplash.
Yeah, it's Miguel.
Yeah, no, it's Miguel.
Oh, yeah, it's Miguel.
It's Miguel, the end of the movie Whiplash.
Dude, In that video,
fucking screamed it.
Can somebody please edit that Whiplash meme where it goes back and forth between him and J.K. Simmons, but with Miguel?
Oh, yeah.
Please, somebody do that for me.
Yeah, please.
Put it in the Discord.
Ice cream so good. Yes, 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 yes. Gang, gang.
Shout out to all my gay niggas.
That would be mine. It was like, I just say that over and over.
Yeah.
Actually, I had a dream about that. I had a dream about that last night. I had a dream. I was hanging out with Ghost Gum and I said the N-word to make him laugh. And he's like, well, we're live right now. And I started having a fucking panic attack thinking I just lost my whole career.
Turned to camera like, uh-oh.
Oh, the idea of you saying the N-word to make him laugh is really funny.
For the record, that's not something
knock.
I do.
Yeah, it's definitely not something
there?
He does.
Yeah, but just, I don't know, the idea of him trying to figure out the N-word as, like, good delivery.
No, it was like the end, it was like the punchline bit of a juggle. I didn't just be like, hey, bro, check this out.
Yo, check this out.
I know how to cheer you up.
My friend Gus has been a bit down lately. Let me help him.
let me lift this man's spirit.
Yeah.
That'd be one of those like twit longers that someone did, like trying to justify their use of it or something. Being like,
I was
my
trying
friend
to cheer
was
up
down.
Friend.
I was trying to cheer him up.
And then they would end with the fucking suicide hotline number or something.
Yeah. And then they'd end up with a perfectly recreated clip of Whiplash, but with fart reverb.
But then someone would type in the suicide hotline number and the Logic song would come up instead and then they'd kill themselves. I've always thought since that song came out in like 2018, like how many people have searched suicide hotline number or searched the number in or some shit to save their lives, and then they see the first result is the Logic song in the SEO.
Yeah.
And then they're just
garbage.
Like, well, that was my one shot. I'm gonna kill myself. And then they kill themselves.
Logic. Yeah, I don't want to live in the same world as this song.
No, it's just like it impedes their one step at trying to save their own lives. Like,
yeah.
But also that they hate the song so much they kill themselves.
They
but
just
it's
hate
like
Logic.
They were giving them 10 seconds. It's like, all right, I'll kill myself if someone doesn't tell me to in 10 seconds. And then they get the Logic song instead, and then they kill themselves.
Yeah.
This is a sign. I'm out.
Yeah.
You know how people it is like, I guess, a nice gesture to do, but you know how people do post that stuff like on Reddit threads or whatever, or like, you know, talking about like intense topics about like suicide or whatever, they're like, oh, here's these hotlines. Do you think anyone's ever actually like read one of those like discussions of suicide and been like, damn, I am gonna kill myself? Oh, okay, there's a number, that's good. Like, do you think that's ever actually helped? Or do you think
I don't
just
know,
like a makes you look good
know
kind of thing?
It's like a post on r/peanut butter. It's like, here's how peanut butter saved my life. Imagine if that was a suicide hotline number.
On like a really heavy topic, and somebody replied, like, you're right, I'm gonna kill myself. And they're like, no, don't do it. Please call this number 678-999-8212.
Dude, honestly, one of those numbers could, like, someone might have done that as a joke, and again, no one's ever like phoning the numbers.
Right.
Yeah. Bro, that would save my life, because I would just get like a scam call on the other, because it's just like a scam call. Now it's like a tax evasion thing, or like a it's one of those like Medicare scams.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Well, it hung up then, but I called it like last year, and it was one of those like Medicare scam things.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I was about to kill myself and then I got on the phone with a Medicare scammer, I would be so angry that I wouldn't want to kill myself anymore, because I'd rather talk. I'd rather make them want to kill themselves.
Yeah, you'd rather devote your life to making them commit suicide.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'll kill myself.
Yeah.
That would work.
Yeah.
I've always thought about the suicide hotline because I can't afford therapy and my healthcare insurance sucks. Mm. And I could afford therapy, but there's just, like, they gave me health insurance, but there's none in Florida, so it's like, I have health insurance, but no one takes it here, so...
Wait, really?
I have it. Yeah, Florida,
that sucks.
None of the big health insurances are in Florida, because Florida has so many pre-existing shit, because it's all old people.
Right.
And also, the ecosystem's so bad because of, like, global warming and the ocean encroaching on the land and, like, toxic fumes and, like, lead in the water. That, like, none of the all the big health insurances look at Florida and they're like, we're just going to lose money if we provide people health insurance there. So there's just no health insurance. But I've always thought, like, can I just call the suicide hotline and, like, get, like, therapy for free every week? Just
free
tell them
therapy.
I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna kill myself because the other day I had an intrusive thought. Can you talk to me? What is an intrusive thought? Can you explain it that I didn't want to crash my car?
And they just immediately drop the act about like trying to kill yourself. And yeah, just start, like, talking about your life.
Yeah. Can you imagine if they billed you? They're like, all right, you'll get a check in the mail or a fucking bill in the mail. That sucks.
That'd be some cyberpunk shit.
That would be.
Yeah, now you have to work this bill off, so that gives you something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, it's like $6 a minute, like those sex hotlines.
I used to fucking call those things all the time, like when I was a kid.
You're supposed to call them and be like, ha, you're a now, and then hang up.
I would
guess
do that.
Guess what, idiot?
Yeah, I would do that. I would like pretend to be a girl and shit, and I'd be like, damn, baby, you sound so fine. And I remember my friend's dad walked in on me doing the voice. So I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, pull God, your fucking dick out.
Like,
that
baby.
Sucks, man.
Sees his dad fucking walks in. Looking at me like, what the fuck was I doing? I'm like having phone sex with like 40-year-old men. Yeah.
Have you seen the video where someone like calls up 2 sex lines and makes them talk to each other?
No.
I've seen that with like 7-Elevens.
Yeah. Dude, the fucking Max Mofo. Yeah. Classic Max Mofo videos. He used to do that. This shit was so funny.
He fell off.
He fell off.
Yeah, bring back prank calls.
There's a, I guess it's the new Rick Roll. There's like a new video to send to your friends. Yeah. It's a guy like waxing his asshole with Nair, like hair remover.
Yeah.
But the meme is like the first 2 seconds is like his fucking hairy asshole.
Yeah.
Like you click into it, bam, asshole.
Asshole
balls.
Right
down to business, really.
Yeah. Obviously, porn is allowed on YouTube, but as we found in Alaska and as Andrew's found on his watch, on his playlist.
And his bookmarks. Or watch later.
Yeah.
You're allowed to have porn as long as it's like, or sorry, porn. Nudity, as long as it's like educational, like, oh, how to fucking do a check your breasts for lumps, shit like
that. Yeah, or how to
so
piss in your own
mouth.
This
is like technically an education one. But somehow this fucking guy has like 31 million views, which like, as someone who's had videos hit with an R18 rating, that's it. It doesn't get recommended on your homepage. It doesn't get shown any. Literally, the only way you can find it is to go on that person's YouTube channel and go through their videos and find it and click on it or like directly link to it.
This guy has 30 million views in 2 weeks.
So, yeah, exactly. And that's short of a time. So, the only way I can think of that happening is 31 million people shared it to their friends and be like, yo,
there's no way.
But
yeah, that doesn't seem reasonable. Like,
can you imagine if at the end of the video, he's like, remember, share.
No, but you think about it, obviously the internet's bigger now, but I don't think it's 30x bigger because like in the 2000s, all of the biggest fucking videos, and they've had years to rack them up, all the biggest like viral videos that you would share, like Numa Numa and stuff, like, they barely got 30 million views in 17 years of being on the platform.
That's
and they're
a good
like,
point.
There's, I can't see 30 million shares in 2 weeks. That's like, that would be unfucking believable. So I feel like it was in the algorithm somewhere, which is.
It's gotta be.
Fucking, well, that is insane.
Here's the other weird thing, though. There's a thing, I think there's a metric called bounce, which is like essentially beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 bounce.
Bounce.
There's a thing where like if you click on something and then immediately fuck off, YouTube's like, oh, okay, this video sucks major dick, obviously.
Throw it in the bin.
Be, like, right down. I think it's like even
how
worse
to suck
than
major
having, like,
dick.
A visual course.
But it's not like, it's not just low retention. It's like, oh no, they bounced the second they got into this. So either like the quality's atrocious or it's nothing like what was advertised or shit.
Yeah.
So how many people do you reckon clicked on that and was like, oh God, and closed out of it immediately? Like that, you would think that
it
would
has to be a lot.
Algorithm.
You would think.
So,
but all, not me. Also, I feel thing. Like, yeah, well, that's the thing. I feel like it's the shock value of like, yo, this dude's showing his butt and balls on YouTube. I'm going to watch and see what else he has to say because he's got some balls to be doing this. You know, it piques the curiosity. Literally. There's a music video. I forgot. I don't even remember where the hell I saw it, but there's a music video that straight up just has like actual sex in it. Like, it's just like the fucking rapper, but he's just like fucking some chick. Like, she's like,
it's probably
giving
Tiger
top.
Or some shit.
Probably. But it's like, it's like full on porn, but it skirts that line because it's a music video. Yeah.
There's so many old concerts, like concert DVDs from like Metallica or Avenged Sevenfold or some shit, or like shit from the 70s. And there are so many shots of girls just like lifting their shirts up and going titty mode. But I guess because there's, it's like a sea of humans. There's like there were. I feel like we won't even be alive by the time AI can get so good that it can catch one person 100 feet away in a sea of 10,000 people like lifting their shirt up.
That's a good point. What I mean?
Like,
yeah.
It can't catch it yet. So there's probably so many freaking boobs on YouTube, bro.
That is true. That is true,
dude. And I'm out to find all of them.
Yeah, I'm gonna find every single one. They should make a Letterboxd website where you can log only the YouTube videos you've seen that have boobs in them.
Yeah,
don't get censored.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that. There's a channel in New Zealand called C4. It was just like a music, I guess, an MTV kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And they always—I don't know what the equivalent for you guys would be—but they always did these like lists. Where, especially like late at night, like after 11, 12 p.m. And whatever, where it would be like, you know, top 10 like creepiest music videos or whatever. And I'm pretty sure they did one where it was like, yeah, like top 10 like raunchiest videos. And I remember seeing that when I was like 12 or 13 because I stayed up late and I was like, just like all the fucking, all that sort of shit where it was like these bands that no one's ever fucking heard of.
Well, in like, that
experimental indie shit and they just get full of like. Yeah, fucking and stuff in it.
Dude, I remember watching that fucking 30 Seconds to Mars music video, The Kill. And it's like towards the end where he like opens the door and there's like the fucking furry giving the guy head. You know what I'm talking about?
What the fuck?
You don't remember that part?
I come into the video.
It's like he opens the door and it's like the fucking... Is it like a furry giving someone head?
Or no, he opens the door and the door's rotoscoped and it's a Call of Duty quickscope montage.
Yeah. Do you really need anyone else?
Suck my balls.
Work the shaft.
Do you see Lincoln Tears of the Kingdom has balls? And he's got ball physics?
Wait, really? Wait, what?
I think it might just be... It might just be a weird modeling thing with the fucking pants or something, but there's a clip going viral on Twitter right now where like he gets like knocked over by like an enemy.
And he gets and, like,
I saw that!
His ass is Lincoln, the main character in Tears of the Kingdom, and the New Zelda game.
Oh, I gotta look this up.
Wait, he has balls?
I think...
Tears of the Kingdom balls. Yo! Those are straight up fucking nuts.
They jiggle and they fall. They fall to the right side, like as he falls down and everything. Like,
dude, that is insane. Yeah,
dude. If this was like, if this was 20 years ago, there would be like an international embargo on video games.
Yeah,
it'd be on every news channel.
Looking at it a few times now and licking my lips, I think what it is the way that the game's cel shaded. Like, it has that very strong like definition between light to dark.
Yeah,
The light hitting his groin area,
but you see,
which is like,
that was my initial thought. But then the more I look at it, it's like the shadow stays put, but the balls behind it jiggle.
Yes.
So it's like the shadow placement. Yeah, it makes it like it gives it that nut shape. But the item itself, the fucking actual testicles have a little jiggle to them. Behind the
an
shadow.
Interesting
the reason
point.
The reason the shadow would be there is because he's wearing such tight pants and they're pushed. His nuts are pushed to the back because he's on all fours and they're so tight.
It's kind of sexy.
The nuts get pushed out and then the little ridge of the bulge of the nuts create a divot underneath, obviously, and that would create a hood, which would create a shadow, which is why the shadow is there.
Oh, now you're
and
saying.
Then plus the nut physics.
This is going to spark a full investigation. Like, someone's going to break down the like model and like
Ball
the rendering
gate.
Of it. And,
like
it
Baldur's Gate.
Because obviously, like when he's just standing there, he doesn't have nuts. Or I feel like everyone who plays with
that
nuts,
we can
there's something
see.
About him. There's something about him, like when he ragdolls in a way where his legs are spread, that like makes. Something happened, and hey,
they
maybe those crazy Japanese programs something in for that.
Can you imagine if they didn't
give probably
it like
tape,
a
he probably tapes it, he tapes it back.
He tucks.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely tucks, because that's why they're pushed back so far into the back of his pants that they would show like that.
They did say that they made Link like a kind of, you know,
androgynous.
Gender, like androgynous on purpose so that like men and women who play the game can kind of like...
What, in general or in this one?
Yeah.
That is
true.
Bro,
what the fuck?
So maybe,
I mean, he's kind of a liberal in like Canada.
No, I've never known if Link is a fucking guy or not.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. Honestly, he's kind of always been like that. He's always been pretty like androgynous. That's why it's like.
I mean,
yeah.
he's always kind of had like an elf. He's alien, but like he's like kind of like an elf type beat where it's like, you know, beautiful blonde hair.
Does he have penis or pussy? You decide. Nintendo.
But Zelda is totally a fucking girl.
Zelda's gone woke.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zelda is a freaking woman.
She's a freaking
that I
woman.
Can penetrate
no
with my
that.
Gamer penis.
She needs,
do not.
She
no
needs
one will take this
yonkers,
from me.
Though.
Yo, like 10 minutes ago, Andrew took off his helmet and itched the back of his head. And while he was doing that, the back of my head in the same spot got itchy, and I had to itch my head at the same time.
He's sending you itches. Sending my itches.
What if when you scratch an itch, it went to someone itchy. Else in the world?
Dude, that is like a fascinating theory. It's like you scratch it, but then it gets passed around. Well, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, it's like you scratch it, somebody in China gets your itch, and then it like pings around the world. Everybody gets the itch until it comes back to you.
Well, yeah. There's something like in China theories. Right now with raw nuts because I've been itching my nuts all day and they hurt so fucking bad.
And he hasn't at all. He's just
so
like,
bad.
That's like one of those theories that the U.S. Army would have like tested in the 70s. Like,
oh, yeah.
Can we send itches to our enemies?
All right, give them a lethal dose
it's
of
really
LSD
annoying.
And then put itch cream on their head.
Ronald Reagan was like
$2 billion to figure it out.
Ronald Reagan was like, all right, we got this impoverished community. How can we give them the itch?
Make them itchy.
No, put it back in.
Put it back in.
Twice.
But bleep out the word so everyone thinks Dopex said it.
I'll bleep yours out too.
No,
this is how Moki is made in Japan.
Moki.
I don't. This was like 3 weeks ago. I sent this to Talking Points, but I don't know why it made me laugh, but it did.
It looks like you're
beating a shmeet.
That slime you can get.
Yeah, it does look like slime.
It's slime delicious.
Yeah, dude, I love mochi.
I love the ice cream ones.
Is that racist to do?
I was going to say, that was a very racial noise.
Hey, I'm part Japanese. Like, I
that
can say
is true.
It.
He's Japanese. The first dude hits it so hard. Like, he's, like, really doing something. And then the next guy, he's look how serious he is. He's like, he's ready. Contact with it anymore. And the other guy slapping it.
Yeah, I wonder what the
why do they do
for?
That?
Yeah, I think it's probably just for spectacle, right? I mean, I can't imagine actually doing anything.
Because he keeps wasting it, so I'm assuming it's to stop the second hammer from sticking.
Yeah,
oh, probably.
That definitely.
Mm. Yeah,
but why do they hit it? No, kudos.
It's like a rice candy, so they're like pretty much trying to turn rice into like pure goo.
Yeah,
and I guess. Like,
oh,
I guess also they're trying to stretch out the gluten, so they're doing like a bread meme where they're like trying to like make it real, you know, stretchy and
dude.
Stuff. So you have to like,
oh,
it's
gosh,
essentially kneading it like bread, but in a really funny way.
Wait, James, have you never had mochi, like mochi
no.
ice cream? Oh, dude, I gotta get you some
mochi
ice cream, bro.
The mochi ice cream, like. With the ball, like
I'll
it's got
it.
Ice cream in the middle and mochi on the outside is really nice.
Oh, so good. I'll eat it. It's
and
so
they,
good.
The reason they yell all that is, you might be able to guess, because it's how they synchronize.
Oh, okay. That actually makes sense.
Yeah, he's like the fucking metronome to that guy's hammer.
No, it literally is. Yeah, he's a really
loud fucking metronome.
That's what they do for their Japanese concerts as well. There's just a guy going like this and a guy off to the side going.
Can you crank your speakers up as your mic up as loud as it can go?
And then do
that. And do that.
Yeah, wait for crank it up. Wait for do it in sync with him.
It's so loud.
I know, I just see my waveform. It's just like a brick.
It's a block of mochi.
It's a block of mochi.
I like how the first one really looks like it's doing something, but just something that the other guy really gets me.
Yeah. Kinda, that almost seemed like it was for spectacle, that second guy.
Yeah.
Was just like, check this shit out.
Yeah, it's like fucking pizza makers. Like, do they actually have to do the fucking spinny shit, you know? Like where they spin it in the air? Or is that just for spectacle?
No, you don't have... It's definitely partly for spectacle. I think... It's easier to do that because you just let like the centrifugal force
like
stretch it for you.
Out. Yeah.
But like I can't do it anymore. But at one point I was able to do that, and the people that the pizzerias I worked at would do that, but only if like there was like people in the restaurant.
Oh, because sure,
it kind of is respectable, but it also helps. Show, but basically, they would just flour the edge of the counter, and you would put it on there and like go like this, and you stretch it out like that.
Well, that's what I would do when I worked at my mom's pizza
but
place.
But it is easier. She'd
always
to
yell
throw
at me,
it.
And I would because I would do that like as a joke, like I'm a pizza guy. But then she'd like yell at me.
So,
I saw a video. I think it was in like China or something. It was like some like pizza maker on the street. But dude,
he threw it and it came back.
It came back, dude. That was like the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life. He started like boomerang the pizza dough.
It was
I don't even know how that works. It
was like it's because it was just like the thinnest dough ever.
Yeah, but the fact that like perfectly like circled around and came back to him and he caught it was like
I've
seen the one where they like roll it down their arms and shit, like they fucking do like this shit or whatever. Like that's cool.
What nights are like when you're married in your 30s with no kids, traveling the states full time in your cozy little RV. She's playing the Switch and with the cat, and he's playing Overwatch, which I find is really like that isn't peaceful at all. Overwatch is pure
fun. Vibe.
Yeah,
but like they're kissing and they're clinking their drinks. It's like a couple in an RV for audio listeners, just like playing and a cute cat. It's like really they got plants and everything's wholesome. But if you notice in the caption, it says specifically with no kids in your 30s. And whenever I see one with no likes, I click on the comments just to see.
Yeah.
It's like naturally sorting by new. Because if you sort by new on any YouTube video, it's hell. And if you basically a video
like
with 10
video.
Comments are just all new comments, like there isn't like you're guaranteed to see some crazy shit. So this just this normal ass video, 70 likes. It's, you know, whatever. They're trying to be content TikTokers. Very peaceful. Very nice. One of the first comments I saw was, I see a nursing home in your future. because she has no kids.
And that guy's at 700
subs. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's 760 subs.
God damn.
But there was one comment on the video when I first saw it, and it was that one. It was just the only feedback on this wholesome attempt at like TikTok was, oh, you don't want kids? Yeah, no one will love it. There was another comment, which isn't here. They must have deleted it. But there was another comment. I came back to it because I had this in talking points for a few days. And there was another comment that was like, this won't be so fun when you're 60 and there's no one left to love you when your husband dies or something.
God Jesus.
And they were both, it was just, all this lady said was that she doesn't have kids in her 30s. And two people showed up and were like, at the end of your life, you will suffer alone.
You
will die.
Brandon Bones, I don't know if you know this, but we don't actually need more people right now. I think we're good for people.
In fact, why don't you go ahead and yourself help us out here.
Something funny about like someone just being objectively an awful person saying we're gonna be in a nursing home. Like, no, actually, going off the data here, let me just check my readout. It seems like the person who goes around insulting random people online statistically more likely to be alone at the end of their life. Maybe just a theory I'm working on.
I see a 10-story drop in your future.
He's 100% divorced too. He's
like a 20-year-old that's never had a girlfriend,
and he sees
a viable like woman, like a breedable woman, and he's like, and you don't plan on letting someone like me breed?
What do you mean you're not coming in her pussy?
What do you mean you don't spread it and watch it come out like lava?
What do you mean you don't pick it up and blow it like bubbles?
What do you mean you don't drink it afterwards?
Well, anyway, go subscribe to Brendan.
Yeah, go subscribe.
Can we see why he has 700
subscribers? Yeah, let's click on his channel.
I fucking knew it!
Ice cream's so good. Yes.
For audio listeners, he makes a bunch of YouTube shorts videos about all the guns he owns that are cool.
Yeah. Oh, they're very cool. They're super cool. Oh, man.
You couldn't ask for a better... There he is!
This is exactly what I thought he looked like.
Yeah!
He looks like a cop.
Why is he putting like his whole body into a pistol like it's like a shotgun?
Dude, why is his ankle so tiny?
No, it's just helps. Yeah, it helps with aiming.
Yeah,
I know, but it's like he should be a strong, cool guy that can shoot with one hand sitting down.
Sideways.
He's put all of his talent points into torso.
He even took some out of ankle.
Yeah, he did this at the start of Fallout where you like take points out.
I don't need ankle.
Bro, he just hit the ground like 5 times.
Yeah.
Look at this fucking guy.
Yeah, look at him. Look at the guy.
You should comment on this saying, I see a nursing home in
the future. Yeah, I see a nursing home in the future.
I don't want to risk fucking him finding out who I am and having and fucking...
Bringing his whole fucking arsenal
coming,
to your house.
With the binary exactly. P89 millimeter.
Yeah.
That's what I call my cock.
Really quick, this is a short one, since we're on the topic of guns. So one of my buddies that I played 2K with was in the army, and he was in Afghanistan
2K,
like 3 or 4 times.
2K!
So he was like active duty, like he's like yeah. He was Golden he duty? Was really out there, yeah. And he's like 40, he was, so okay. He was like out there, like when like they blew up the towers, and then he was like, "Well,
I want to get swept up in a desert storm."
Yeah. So he said that one time he was just telling me a story the other day. He was like on station or whatever, and they got like an air raid, and fucking missiles started like blowing up. Shit in their inside of their fucking like giant camp.
Uh-huh.
He was at like a NATO camp, so it was like all the different militaries of the world were there.
Yeah,
sure.
So then they're all like scrambling for cover, but then they get an announcement that they're getting a land attack. So like it's all like shit is blowing up, but then they have to go to the like to their stations to like defend the fucking base from like a land attack. Man, at the same time, fuck. So they can't like bunker.
Yeah.
So he said. It was like one of the scariest moments of his life, because shit like 20 feet away from him is just like imploding and shit. But he has to like go to his station, and he was like stationed at the front gate, like up in like a watchtower or some shit. So he scrambles up there.
Very safe location.
And yeah. He's watching like 200 dudes like rush the fucking the camp.
One of them's on a hog.
Well, they're all running. They have like two trucks or something.
Yeah.
But they're all just, it's just 200 guys in the middle of like a giant desert. Which, like, 200 guys is a lot, but in the middle of a giant desert, really, it doesn't look like much.
Right.
So he says it's just, like, 200 guys running with, like, AKs and, like, shooting them in the air, screaming. And there's one dude in the front, like, in the fucking two towers, like, the fucking suicide bomb orc that, like, blows up the Helm's Deep.
Yeah.
There's one guy in the front, and he said you could see he had just... like grenades, C4, fucking thermite, just like bullets, like boxes of bullets just taped to him.
Jesus.
And he's running at the front gate. He's like leading the charge. And he said he was watching him, and it was out of like a comedy movie.
Uh-huh.
Cause they're all like scared shitless, trying to like get guns up and like to, they can't shoot at them yet or some shit. Cause no one was ready for this. It was like a day off or something. They get up there. The fucking guy in the front screaming with the bombs strapped to his chest trips over a rock, falls down, and doesn't immediately blow up like in a movie. He falls down. He like kind of looks up a little bit, and the guys behind him kind of stop and start running back from him. And he looks up and he goes to get up and it implodes.
Oh my
God. Oh my God.
And he said it was like the funniest moment of his fucking life, because they immediately like all the guys run away and they like cancel the attack because he was their only chance at getting through the wall.
Yeah.
So he was like, it went from the scariest shit ever to literally just watching a dude waste 30 years on Earth to like trip and fall over and blow
just
up,
pop like a balloon.
just like pop. Like,
oh my fucking God.
And I was like, dude, imagine existing. Imagine existing for being born, like being the 1 in 1 billion sperms of your dad to fucking make a human, and then you get like 20 something years to make something of yourself. All of that, and he's so hype, he's like, fuck, like he was ready to die, but he was ready to die for a reason, and the reason was to get those 200 guys into that fucking base. But instead, he gets 3 seconds to fully realize, oh, I failed, and I'm also about to die and blow up, and all his adrenaline goes away for 3 seconds, and he's like, oh, I actually am gonna die, and then blows up.
His parents were just like,
I got a letter in the mail the other day. Actually, well, my sister got a letter in the mail the other day, and my sister is away right now, so I've been bringing her mail in. But
yeah,
this letter looked extremely strange. I've never opened anyone's mail before, my family or anyone else, but this letter looked so strange, but it really didn't. It was a normal looking letter, but there was some aura about it that I didn't like. So I opened my sister's mail, and to my surprise, I opened a handwritten letter from a neighbor asking me and my sister to convert to Jesus Christ.
James,
thank
before you
God
read it,
someone is trying to do
hold
it.
Hold on, James.
Thank God.
Before you read it,
yes,
I'll be right back.
Oh,
what
no.
The fuck?
So, I want to say like a year ago, I got the same exact thing.
You kept it?
I kept it just for the...
You took it to Texas?
Yeah, I just in case. But I have a handwritten note that says to my neighbor, asking me to convert to Jesus Christ.
Dear Miller family, would you like to know more about the Bible?
No.
We live in a troubled world, yet we can still find happiness by getting to know God, who is the sovereign of the universe, and his son, Jesus.
And his son, Jeff.
And his son, Jeff.
And his brother, Gosh.
The kingdom will soon bring an end to all wickedness and transform the earth into paradise. Oh, Bible prophecies can... Yeah, exactly. What the hell? I'm not wicked.
I'll just wait. Fuck it. That sounds good.
Bible prophecies can help us understand the real meaning behind current events. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Help us understand the real meaning behind current events and build our confidence in the Creator's promise. That's a capital C Creator.
Yo.
That his, all of the like his and Creator yeah. and Jesus yep. are all capitalized. Capitalized.
That is ingrained into you. Like any reference to God, it's capitalized.
Yeah. yeah. That his kingdom will come and his will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. I used to say that in mass.
Yeah.
Matthew 6:9-13.
Yo,
that was wicked. You shouldn't have typed that.
No.
find answers in the Bible to questions we all have by going to the website jw.org.
J.W. Bush.
Please clap. And select our Try Our Bible course. We offer this free interactive Bible course using the study guide Enjoy Life Forever and a Bible if you need one. You can request to meet with an instructor either in person or virtually anytime, anywhere. Fill out the form in the enclosed tract and mail to the address shown. May you find hope, comfort, peace, and guidance from reading the Bible as I have. Your Christian neighbor, Susan Green.
I can't imagine how desperate you'd have to be, like, to... Like, I could get a letter that literally says, hey, we're running this course. It's about, you know, something I'm super interested in, like fucking having sex with men. I mean, women. Or like, you know, it could be like, we're running this like YouTube course to like get better at being a YouTuber. Just go to this website and sign up for a course. And I'd be like, I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Like, how many people, I guess if you're desperate or like lonely or worried about dying or some shit, maybe you get, that's how you trick
but
people.
But to save your sovereign wickedness from the prosperity of peace earth, you wouldn't sign up?
That's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Did you know? Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. I thought it was like real for a second.
Yeah.
I didn't read the whole thing. I only read the first line and then saved it for beef. Admittedly, it was disappointing because it was just like a sales pitch. I really wanted it to be a real letter from a fucking crazy neighbor. Yeah. But at first, I started reading it and I was like, I'm going to save this for beef, but if this is a real letter, 2023 has been a rough year for me. And I'm in moments of doubt, I have been like, I don't like religion or religious people.
Sure.
But like, I want to believe, it'd be nice to believe in God and talk to him sometimes.
Yeah.
And then that caught me and I was like,
what if this is a really pointed note?
Yeah, what if Susan knew I was suffering?
Yeah.
Maybe she saw me call that ambulance like 5 months ago and get like taken away at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And she was like, he needs me.
Yeah, she started like Slim Shadying up a letter for you real quick.
Nah.
So,
we can make money off him.
Yeah.
People making these, maybe really write them and like find out some really intimate details about my life and put them in there. And then it actually might have been effective.
Exactly. You'll have
more
success.
Hello, James Miller.
Yeah.
And make sure
go to the ambulance a couple weeks ago.
I heard you ate too much salt and too much weed and got scared and called the ambulance.
Yeah.
Hello, James Miller, in brackets, queer.
No!
And also make sure to put indentations on the back of the page.
Idiot.
Yeah, see,
I would
like,
never
well,
fall
now,
for that.
This the
Let's
letter
see if
I got.
This is real.
Yeah. So the letter I got, because I same thing. I got this in the mail, and I was like, I'm gonna say I read like the first bit. I'm like, I'm gonna save this for beef, and I put it in my closet, and I forgot about it. So when you said that, I was like, I still have it, because this one's a little bit more just like, yo, we're all gonna fucking die. So
nice tapping into our two, our, me, you're more of like, oh no, the Mayans are going to kill us. And yeah. What if I'm not Christian by then? Right. And I'm more, I guess I'm more, I like interactive, study games.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Two sides of the same coin.
Exactly. Cool math games.
Yeah. Cool Bible games. So, my letter goes as follows. Hello, neighbor. My name is Brenda, and I'm writing you today.
Their neighbor, but just
oh, yeah, sorry.
Hello, neighbor is a video game.
Yeah, uh-huh. Imagine that's what this is. Hello, neighbor. Hello, neighbor. Really play our game video games. Yeah.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor. And I'm writing you today to share an encouraging thought about a wonderful hope for the future. When we see what's happening in the world, it can be difficult to imagine a better world. Human imperfection and suffering will soon be a thing of the past. Psalms 37:29 tells us the righteous themselves will possess the earth and they will reside forever on it. God's original plan, God's plan, was for mankind to live forever on earth in perfect conditions. God has not changed his mind. His original plan will still be fulfilled. To read more about God's promises to come.
What about the 2,000 years of fucking people who lived in the muck?
Damn. These letters are just not bringing the heat like I was taught as far as how to get people to convert to Christianity.
Yeah, they're really juicing
them up.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
I know. It's the same website. There was going to be some.
It's the same website.
Yeah.
Yeah, to read more about God's promises to come, you can go to JW.org, the Paradise
Earth. Man, you can fuck this group.
Yeah, you can read along with your own Bible and find comfort in the hope that God gives us. Any questions, email me at fucking her name at gmail.com. Have a wonderful day. It's literally the same fucking thing. It's probably the same company.
These fucking nerds.
These motherfuckers. They're not even trying.
People have been thinking for 2,000 years now, like any day now.
I'm the one.
But yeah, it's also like kind of egotistical, right? Like, no, those last 2,000 years, they didn't count. These 100 years, it's popping off.
This is it.
This is going to be it. Yeah. And they're like another 2,000 years if we're still fucking here. They're going to be like any second now, I swear to God.
What if it's like, maybe it's like in a video game where like you have to like, It's like a button mash between like evil and good, and you have to like tug of war button mash, and that's why like religious people out of like everyone in America are so worried about what everyone else is doing, because every time they see someone doing something unchristian, they're like, no, that's another button toward the east.
No, we gotta hit X faster now.
If we don't get 80% of the bar full of good of good buttons, then the rapture won't happen when I'm alive.
Until we get an 80% Republican vote, it's not happening.
Yeah, we won't get raptured.
You might be honest with me. Yeah, what if Jesus did come back, but he didn't come back as a human? He came back as a monkey, and then he like went to a shopping center, and then like he walked into the nearest building. And then a news story broke, and it was just...
It's a monkey stepping... Incredible! Nobody can catch you! You're the real Rage Racer!